The Desert Column. Leaves from the diary of an Australian trooper in Gallipoli, Sinai and Palestine during World War I. Written by Ian Idris and read by John Derham. The Desert Column is more than my diary. It is myself. I began the diary as we crowded the decks off Gallipoli and watched the first shells crash into Turkish soil. Gradually, it grew to be a mania. I would whip out the little book and note immediately anything exciting that was happening. As the years dragged on, my haversack became full of little notebooks. These memories in tabloid form are my sole souvenirs of the war, except, of course, stray bits of shrapnel, bomb, and high explosive splinters which nearly every soldier collected. The diary was a very young soldier's idea. He thought that if he survived shot and shell and sickness, he would like, when he came to be an old man, to be able to read exactly what his feelings were when things were happening. Have a private picture show all his own, as it were, to refresh his memory. Hence, all that has been written in this diary records my thoughts and feelings at that very moment. Naturally, they were many in nearly 4 years of active war, and eventually necessitated the throwing away of my iron rations to find room in the haversack for the little notebooks. What the heads would have said had they found out, goodness only knows. Despite the fact that brevity had to be a watchword when I wrote, fully 20,000 words have been cut from the diary in order that it may appear in book form at a reasonable price to the public. I never thought the diary would appear in book form, but a proud sister, in whose care they were, forwarded the little notebooks to the publishers with the ultimatum that they must be published. So here marches again, The Desert Column. Ian L. Idris, The Desert Column. 1. Transport Luxor, Cape Helles, Dardanelles, May 18th, 1915. Evening. An elusive vista of hills behind the dim outline of ships, a faint boom, boom, boom. Then, like bursting stars, the shells struck a hillside here, there, over there, here again, everywhere. Intense excitement amongst the 2nd Light Horse Brigade as our transport glided to anchorage. What a roar of voices as an extra vivid flame crashed on a black hill. Then night settled down and the bombardment ceased. At midnight, a furious outburst of rifle and machine gun fire broke forth from the land, but most of us slept quite soundly.